waking up the Tri-State each weekday. It's the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty on My 105.3.
We are joined now by some of our friends from Explore Evansville. Just a floor...
above? Below?
Two floors below.
Two floors down.
On the fourth floor here in the Fifth Third Bank building. Kate and Colin are here from Explore Evansville. Hello, you two.
Hey,
guys. Good
crazy
to be here.
Kids, you.
How's it going?
Now, it's good. Kate, this is the first time that I've seen you face-to-face or anything.
Oh,
since,
Lord. Are we going to talk
since
about
our last,
this?
We haven't. This is our part three because we've...
Well, it's been a while. I feel like we need to maybe just reset the story for those who don't know. All right, so Kate Reibel... beautiful woman from Explore Evansville with beautiful red hair, fair skin. A good friend of ours who we've had on the show many times.
Every month.
Known you for many years.
Then we have another friend named Kate Foppel, who owns Kate Foppel Ford in Henderson. Beautiful young woman with beautiful red hair and fair skin who we've known for years and have talked to her dozens of times. Liberty, back in December or November, whenever it was, at some company Christmas gathering.
It was in November.
Was talking to Kate.
To me.
To Kate Reibel. See, now I'm confused.
For some time.
She was talking
actually,
to Kate Reibel for a long time, but was asking her questions that one might ask Kate Foppel. And Liberty didn't even realize until after the fact that she thought she was talking to Kate Foppel the whole time.
We never clarified before I left, but I thought that was weird.
What a weird... I mean, I'm used to weird conversations with Liberty, but that was even weirder than usual.
I didn't realize until I got home, and I was telling my husband, Doug, I'm like, you know, I had the longest conversation with Kate Foppel, and, you know, she didn't even remember being at the toy drive last year. She doesn't know we're having a food drive this
She didn't remember.
You were talking about my father. He doesn't live here.
She didn't remember being...
We're talking about my mother's surgery. She hasn't had one.
What I love is that it sounds like you are just going, for sure.
Well, I kept talking about you being pregnant or having a baby, and I'm pretty sure.
I didn't even think I threw that part in there.
Oh,
I was
you
just
didn't?
Like,
okay.
No, I said, remember last year? I said, so we'll see you at the canned food drive this Friday.
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think
not really.
Huh, okay, well, I just want to make sure if you needed mentions, you know, for Kate Foppel Ford, and you're like, no.
And well, keep in mind, it was also loud in that room, so I was picking up most of it, but I was like, I know Liberty. I know Liberty knows me. This is probably one of the top three weird conversations we've had together.
And that's saying something.
And that is saying something.
Yeah.
And I really, really thought, when you said, my dad's from Illinois, I thought, you know, I'm just being punked. Where's Ron Foppel? Let me clarify this. And I never saw the two of you together, and I never saw him separate, so I could say your daughter had a concussion on the way here.
Oh, my gosh.
Spoiler alert, we're the same Kate.
I never see you in the same place.
Oh, okay. Well.